Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for March 16 to 22, 2013. U.S. President Barack Obama visits Palestine and Israel, confirms U.S. commitment to the Jewish state and to a viable Palestinian state. In the meantime, Israeli military continues assaults against Palestinian civilians in the West Bank and kidnap dozens. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. The Israeli army this week attacked Ahfad Yunis, the village Palestinian activists erected to counter the Israeli ongoing settlement activities around Jerusalem. Moreover, Israeli soldiers used force to suppress the weekly anti-war protests organized in the West Bank villages. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya with the story.
On Friday afternoon, Israeli forces invaded the village of Ahfad Yunis that was erected by Palestinian activists near the Israeli illegal settlement of Ma'ali Adumim, just outside occupied East Jerusalem. The village was erected on Monday of this week in the same location of Bab al-Shams protest village, set up by Palestinian nonviolent protesters in January of this year. In January, Israeli troops attacked Bab al-Shams, removed all tents and arrested all villagers and released them later near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Elsewhere on Friday of this week, anti-war protests were organized at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin and Anabi Saleh in central West Bank, the village of Kfar Qaddoum, northern West Bank, in addition to Al-Masara village in the south. Israeli soldiers suppressed the nonviolent protesters with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In Bil'in and Na'lin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall before they got attacked by soldiers. But in Anabi Saleh, Al-Masara and Kfar Qaddoum, troops attacked unarmed protesters before leaving the villages. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
U.S. President Barack Obama visits Israel and Palestine, focuses on U.S.-Israeli friendship, and calls on both Palestinians and Israelis to resume peace talks. The details with IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura.
On his final day in Palestine and Israel, U.S. President Barack Obama visited the Church of Nativity in Bethlehem on Friday and urged action against racism and anti-Semitism. During the visit, which lasted less than half an hour, heavy security measures were taken in Bethlehem area and only Israeli Channel 2 was allowed to take footage of the visit. Palestinian official TV station was not allowed into the Church of Nativity and even the outside square. In Israel, Obama visited three of Israel's most powerful national sites, including the Holocaust Memorial, Yad Vashem, as well as the grave of Theodor Herzl, the founder of modern Zionism, and assassinated Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. On Thursday, Obama addressed Israeli youth in a speech in Jerusalem and urged for a negotiated peace between Israelis and Palestinians. He said the only way for Israel to endure and thrive as a Jewish and democratic state is through the realization of an independent and viable Palestine. Palestinians, on the other hand, were largely disappointed with his short visit to the West Bank. Many were put off by Obama's frequent use of Hebrew and stressing the eternal friendship between the United States and Israel. On Thursday, President Obama met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah and held a press conference during which Abbas affirmed the right of Palestinian people to an independent state on the pre-1967 borders with Jerusalem, its capital, alongside with Israel. Obama, on the other hand, affirmed the United Nations' commitment to the establishment of a viable state of Palestine. However, Obama's suggestion that a freeze on illegal construction of Jewish settlements in the West Bank need to be a prerequisite for peace talks was frustrating for Palestinians. The Palestinian Authority had conditioned the resumption of peace talks by complete freeze of settlements building in the West Bank, including East Jerusalem. On the grassroots level, a group of Palestinian activists and leaders started an initiative they called Obama Ahlein, Welcome, and requested to meet with the president in a letter sent to the White House shortly after the visit was confirmed. The group said in a press release that no just and lasting political settlement to the Palestinian-Israeli conflict will be possible without addressing the rights of the Palestinian refugees and their descendants to return to their homes and properties as stipulated in the United Nations Resolution 194. The group also stressed the importance of ending the Israeli colonization of Arab-Palestinian land occupied in June 1967. The Obama-Ahlein campaign also criticized the way Obama's visit was organized, claiming it was not coordinated with the Palestinians. They said Obama met with non-official Israelis, including students from different Israeli universities, while he refused to meet with non-official Palestinians, who include refugees, prisoners, partners and relatives, and victims of Israeli hostilities. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Tanoura.
This week, the Israeli forces conducted at least 52 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During these invasions, Israeli troops arrested at least 67 Palestinians, including 41 children. IMEMC's Iman Badjali has more.
Dozens of residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Monday during clashes that erupted between local youth and Israeli troops at Al-Arub refugee camp near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. Local sources reported that Israeli soldiers stormed the entrance of the camp and fired tear gas at residents, then local youth responded by hurling stones at them. Medical sources said that dozens of residents received treatments for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Last week, Israeli troops shot and killed a local journalist during clashes at Al-Arub refugee camp. Later in the week, extreme right-wing Israeli settlers attacked on Tuesday Palestinian cars near the northern West Bank city of Nablus, causing damage. Witnesses said that settlers from the nearby illegal settlement of Yitzhar hurled stones at Palestinian cars, causing damage to 18 cars. No injuries among Palestinians were reported. On Wednesday morning in the city of Hebron, a Palestinian child was injured after he was rammed by an Israeli settler car. Witnesses said that the boy, 4 years old, was playing near his home when a settler hit him with his car and fled the scene. Doctors in Hebron City Hospital said that the boy sustained moderate wounds. Elsewhere on Thursday morning, Israeli sources reported that 2 rocket shells were fired from Gaza and hit Israeli areas near the coastal enclave. One of the shells landed near the backyard of a house, causing damage, but no injuries, while the other one landed in open land, causing neither damage nor injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Badjali.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for March 16th to 22nd, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassan Fassis and me, George Rishmawi.